Good morning. Good morning and welcome to worship here at Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether it's your first time here with us or you've been coming your whole life, we're so glad that you're here with us on this Sunday morning to worship and praise God together. We have a few announcements to get us started. And one is that right after our worship service at 11:30 in the Adult Lounge, we'll have a book study on the book God and the Gay Christian by Matthew Vines from Presbyterian. So whether you've read the book or not, if you want to be part of the discussion, please come join us. Also want to announce that our Jamaica group made it back. They had a wonderful time and did a lot of hard work, and they're going to be leading worship and second hour next week to tell us all about it. Can't wait.
Good morning. I'm Barb Chapman, and I happen to chair the Mustard Seed Scholarship Program Committee. And this is just a brief announcement to let you know that the process for this year's application is going to begin in the next several weeks. And this scholarship fund, as you may or may not know, was started by a former member and youth group leader, Frank Roberts, who wanted to help the youth of our church so that every year one senior is selected to receive a $1,500 scholarship per year for postgraduate education, post-high school graduate education. So just to let you know, this will be going on starting in a few weeks. Thank you.
Now let us prepare our hearts and minds to worship God.
Please stand as you are comfortable and able for the call to worship. Come hear what God has done for us.
God is faithful forever.
We come here at different ages and stages to serve and worship together. Come and open your hearts to God, who will love and care for you always. God, in your love,
join me now in the prayer of confession that you find printed in your bulletin. Almighty God, today we confess our timid and our weaknesses, our fears and our hesitations. We may falter, but your strength calls us up. As we gather today, may we find the courage, hope, and peace to rely upon Jesus. Hear our prayers and remind us of the grace that covers our sins and offers us the endurance to run the race of faith. God, in your mercy, transform our lives. Let us silently now confess to God the Almighty.
your birthday? What's your birthday? April 4th. Ooh, coming up. November 8th. No one over here has birthdays. What's your birthday? July 31st. All right. September 10th. All right, so everyone mentioned one birthday. Do you know anybody who has two birthdays? Jesus. Ooh, you're right. He's got Easter and Christmas. And Happy New Year. So anybody else you know who has two birthdays? Might have an extra birthday party, that's true. So today's Bible story is about a man, Nicodemus. And he asked Jesus what he needed to do to be part of God's family. And Jesus said, you have to be born again. You need two birthdays. How do you think you do that? What do you think? Maybe. What we do is we have our birthday when we join our family at home, right? And we have our birthday when we join our church. When you get baptized and you come here, that's your second birthday. And we get to celebrate that you're part of our church family. Pretty great for us. You think you guys are ready to celebrate a little today? All right, so today we're going to do things a little different. Instead of doing Sunday school, we're all going to worship God here together. We've got lots of different things you guys can do with your hands and your hearts so that we can worship God. You guys ready to pray?
Yeah.
All right. Dear God, thank you for bringing us here in this world and bringing us here to our church family. We love you, God.
First reading this morning comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, titled From Death to Life. You are dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of power, of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath. And everyone else but God, who is rich in mercy out of the great love which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So that in the ages to come, he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Jesus Christ, for good works which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life.
gospel reading today comes from the book of John, chapter 3, verses 1 to 17. Listen now for God's word to our hearts. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, the leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without having been born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not know these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may not have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." Friends, this is the word of God for us today. Thanks be to God. Do you remember when you were born again? I do not, any more than I remember the precise moment that I fell in love or decided to become a pastor. I know many Christians can point to that exact second they knew they were saved. But I also know many of us who can't really mark that second birthday on a calendar. For many people, being Christian is a series of choices, day after day, that bring us closer to God. It's the process of using our hearts and actions and our thoughts to learn more about God's love for us, and to share that love with the people we meet. And for all of us, being Christian is not a one-and-done experience. After all, you guys are still here. God's grace lasts forever, and God keeps transforming our hearts and bringing us in closer. In today's Bible story, Nicodemus is confused about how anybody could be born from above. Poor guy had never heard of being born again, and he wasn't sure what to do with Jesus' words. That's okay. He had Jesus to talk to and to learn from. We get to watch Nicodemus' first steps in following Jesus and see his eagerness to become more holy. And I am sure that step by step, he continued his journey of following God. His faith grew and transformed as he learned more about God's love for the world and how Jesus gave grace to the world. Slowly, Nicodemus' understanding of God grew as he experienced God's love in different ways, through the scripture he had grown up with and his own faith community, but also through meeting Christ and hearing his words. As a church, we work together to follow God and to find new, transformative life in Jesus. Our time together is a series of tiny moments of transformation that help us understand God in new ways and bring us closer to each other. Today, we express our faith not just through talking, listening and singing, but through reading and creating and writing. Anybody who's had a really good idea on a morning jog or while driving to work knows that sometimes you think better when your hands are busy. We have prayer stations spread throughout the sanctuary, from prayerful contemplation in your own pew, the chance to come together and wash your troubles in the baptismal font. These stations are ways for people of all ages to come together and focus on different ways to talk to God. Please take a look at the sheet in your bulletin, which gives instructions for each station. We have Lenten devotionals and stories up here for people to share, prayers of the people to weave together right here, a poster to share our joys and thanksgivings, a station to write down and pray for all the people that make our lives wonderful and to give thanks for them, a station of molding clay and thinking about the ways that God molds and changes you, and a station to read scripture and to work through it together. I ask you to take about 10, 15 minutes now. Take your time. Move between the stations as you feel comfortable and pray to God using your heart and also your hands. When we're ready to come back together, Chris will play Jesus Loves Me, and it's time for us to come back to our seats. Let us worship God.
Now is the time in our service that we lift up the joys in our lives and the fears that we have together to God. I got to tell you, there are a lot of beautiful things here for us to share together. So is there something that people would like to lift up and share?
I would like to thank everybody in this congregation for the love you have shown. This is why we are members of this church. And Peter would like to thank you too. He's doing a lot better. He's working hard. And I know he's going to get there in the end.
I have some good news to share, too. My young wife over there is going to retire on Friday. Me, however, I'm going to keep working, but I always said she was the smarter of the two of us.
Good morning, Melissa DeRosa. I bring you greetings on behalf of the congregations that we are in mission partnership in Jamaica, Green Island, Negril, and Santoy. And I would ask that you continue to hold them in prayer and also their pastor, Kimberly Hines. And as part of the mission team who went, I thank you all for your continued prayers for our work there last week. More to come next Sunday.
Prayers for the Stewart family and the death of Dick's sister.
I just asked for prayers for my mom. She had successful knee replacement surgery while I was enjoying Jamaica. And she came home yesterday, so she'll continue rehab.
My mother came home yesterday, and she decided to sleep in instead of come to church today.
Prayers of joy for time with family. That's wonderful.
That was awesome. One other prayer I would, prayers of joy for my sister who was married yesterday. So I dropped all sorts of good mojo and prayers down to her as we flew over. She was getting married in Florida. And prayers for my brother, who's been in the hospital.
Yes. Ed's service is going to be here in the sanctuary at 2 p.m. We hope you can join us and celebrate Ed's life and be here with Joanne and her children as they come. We also have a lot of wonderful prayers that you all have shared here. Joys for the Rock Salt Work Project, a wonderful few days doing service here together with our youth group. Prayers of concern for the multiple people in Rochester who are homeless for reasons that have nothing to do with them. Prayers for optimistic futures. Prayers of joy for the beauty of the earth, for grandchildren, for sharing our faith journey with our GCC family, and prayers of love and understanding for all those who have mental illness and need our help. Prayers of concern for elderly parents who live alone, and prayers that the energy and determination that we need will lead us to care for our youth, will lead us to a resolution of gun violence. I ask that you all pray with me. O Lord, you are our light and our salvation. We are not afraid of anyone or anything. When terrible things happen, we put our trust in you, and we know you are always with us. Help us to see you at work in our lives. We pray for people who are suffering or grieving today. for everyone who is sick and recovering. Wrap your arms around them. Give them healing and keep them safe. We pray that everyone would be able to sing your praises and say that you have done wonderful things for them. We lift up Ed Gander. Give you thanks for his wonderful life. We lift up Mark. Especially Joanne, that you hold them as they mourn. God, we are so grateful for Ed's time with us, for the joy that he brought to our church. A great loving gatherer and connector of all living things, welcome. We come to you to be brought together and bonded in love. Gather to you all those who need grace. Help us to recognize the beauty in our lives and the blessings you have given us. May we respond to your glory with thanks. Gather us in, O God, for we need your love in Jesus Christ. Show us how to follow you and help us to live as your disciples. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name, who taught us disciples to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of God. Friends, we know that everything we have is a gift from God. So let us give back with joy in our offering to this church.
Pray. God of abundance, we bring these offerings knowing that every gift we have comes from you. Thank you for the gift of this season. Thank you for knowing our hearts and our need for stability in our lives and drawing us into a deeper communion with you throughout these 40 days. May these weeks leading up to the tragedy of Good Friday and the glory of the resurrection remind us of who we are, how we love you, and how you love us. May we see your goodness and your glory in new ways throughout this season of Lent. Bless these gifts in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Neighbor, and know that everywhere you go, God's love will be with you. May the blessing of God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer be with us all, now and forevermore. God transforms faith.